It's time to upgrade your coffee break with an episode of Richard Morgan Writes. Today's message is a meditation on a quote by Ayn Rand. The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. Maybe you're thinking, I'll never be that unstoppable, let alone believe that I am. Once upon a time, you were truly unstoppable and you believed it. When you were a baby. If you wanted to cry, no force on earth could stop you. Messing your diaper? Yep, nothing was going to stop that either. And if you wanted something, not even the return of Jesus had the stopping power required to shut you down. You wanted what you wanted, and you were going to holler until you got it. Your unrelenting will bent the world around you. Well, then, as we grew up, we acquired some limiting beliefs. Some of them necessary, such as right and wrong, good and bad, but so many others became handicaps to our potential. It works like a circus elephant waiting for the next show. He's in his tent, and the only thing holding him in place is a rope around his neck staked to the ground. An adult elephant cannot physically be held by a rope and an iron spike. But the elephant was brought into the circus when he was a baby. That baby elephant pulled and tugged and fought against that rope, but the rope was just strong enough to handle a baby elephant. After so many nights of fighting the rope and losing, the baby elephant gave up. Then he grew up, got exponentially stronger than the rope, but he never broke it. Because he never tried again. Our time in the circus hasn't diminished our capability. If anything, we've gotten even more capable. But the limiting beliefs that these clowns have pushed on us have kept us from testing the boundaries. And just like the elephant, if the mind is restrained, then the whole beast is restrained. Now, if you think I'm full of it, just look at criminals. Ironically, there is a class of people that have seen through limiting beliefs. They just don't go about things ethically. Think about it. The law says, don't rob banks. Don't knock over gas stations. Don't snatch purses. Criminals say, gotta stop me first. And if you don't stop me, then you gotta catch me. Which is true, no matter which side you're on. More recently, the government said, it's now the law to wear face masks. You had people that weren't going to wear face masks, and no level of law enforcement was going to change that. The people that refuse to adopt any belief that limits them are truly unstoppable. You are truly unstoppable, as long as you're not in handcuffs. You just have to see to the cuffs you've got on your brain, put there by teachers and peers and family and co-workers and bosses. Do you have the notion of starting your own business? Do it! No matter who tells you you can't, do it. The world is full of entrepreneurs. Many of them kept their business alive through COVID-19. Many of them got started during the COVID-19 pandemic. And how do I know? I'm one of them. I started my side hustle in January of 2020, right before the COVID bomb dropped. Business has been good because I didn't quit. My side hustle is now my full-time job, in spite of COVID, because I didn't quit. I met resistance from naysayers. You will too. Don't listen to them. Don't let them cuff you. They don't have to live with your decisions. You do. If you settle for a mediocre life of playing it safe and never taking chances, They don't have to live with the consequences. You do. They've already settled for their slave wage. They've already let their peers have the last word. And when they see you acting with courage they didn't have all those years ago, that makes them uncomfortable. They need reassurance about the decisions they made, and to get it, they have to talk you down from your radical notions. Do not listen to them. So what did you think of today's message? Subscribe to this podcast if you want more. You can also check out my other podcasts in the show notes. I will see you next time. Thank you for joining me.